Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are really talking about health and wellness, right? My guest has over 11 years in coaching, and she's had her own life coaching business since July of 2008. She is board certified and is the owner of Access Your Power, located in the All 4 Healing Wellness Center, which is in Sagamore Beach. Her website is choosetobepowerful.com. She's been here before on the radio show, so I want to welcome her back, and she is one powerfully intelligent lady. I'm very proud to know you, Lori Mackinaw. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole.
You are very powerful, and I love that your name of your business is Choose to Be Powerful. Access your power. It's all about power. Love it. Now, you've been on the show before, but for a new listener, can you give a brief description of why you made the transition out of your sales position or sales and coaching position into being a life coach?
Yeah, so I was a sales coach for 8 years and had a sales business, and it was great, and I loved every minute of it. One of the things that would frustrate me is, in coaching with sales, there were a lot of obstacles at times for certain people that were life obstacles.
Oh, you know, okay.
Situations that were getting in the way of their success. And for me, it became very obvious that those belief systems or life situations needed shifting in order for them to be successful in their sales business. And so many were so willing to say, okay, let's go there. Let's move some of those blocks.
Oh.
But there were quite a few who said, no, just tell me how to sell.
Oh.
And I couldn't help them because the life piece,
mm-hmm.
they weren't willing to look at. And so it was tough to watch that. So I loved working with people,
mm-hmm.
In life coaching all aspects,
mm-hmm.
of their life, not just in their business.
And not just, okay.
That's what made me make that shift.
Oh, okay. And isn't that interesting that some people don't see that it really starts your main, who you are, you know?
Some people have a lot of pain,
mm-hmm.
and they feel like if they open up a can of worms that, you know, that I don't want to go there. Maybe it, you know, occasionally it would be an issue with a spouse, and that was really holding them back from being successful. Maybe the spouse wasn't being unsupportive, and they weren't able to leave the house at certain times.
Yeah.
They had children, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
That they weren't using their voice, and you know, it became an issue, and they didn't want to deal with that because it's hard.
And you really found so much joy in helping the people that really did want
right.
to uncover and go
right.
a little bit deeper
right.
in you know, finding their power, why
right.
they're giving their power away. We'll
yeah.
talk about that later, because
yeah.
that's one of your main things, is not giving your power away, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, so what really did anything scare you about changing your career?
Absolutely. Terrifying, actually.
How young were your kids at the time?
Oh, gosh. My youngest was 8, so
yeah,
like 8 and 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrifying. I had a successful sales business. So the thought of shifting, you know, giving up a paycheck that
yeah,
was consistent
mm-hmm.
for a paycheck that was completely non-existent, actually, at the time.
I know. Well, and actually, you went and got board certified, so you had
yeah.
to invest
so
more.
I was investing a lot mm-hmm. of money on trainings and and classes so the financial piece was terrifying, and to be able to say to my husband, I really think I can do this
yeah.
and you know, I've got to give up this paycheck, and And he was fantastic, so supportive, has always supported me. But the other thing that was actually even more scary for me was I had this little voice in me that said, who do you think you are? Who do you
really?
Think you are? Mm. Like, you know, one, charging people to come and talk
and
to
take
you.
And take your advice.
Yeah. You know, who are you?
Well, now that voice is saying,
yeah, that voice is gone.
Yeah, that voice is gone because you know you're given such great value every time I come to you. Oh,
well,
my God.
It's just great to have that dynamic. It's such a partnership and mm-hmm. it's such an honor. So that
dynamic
projects.
that you have with your clients.
Yeah, it's such an honor. It's mm-hmm. I'm so humbled by the fact that I get to do this.
And do you learn from your clients too?
I learn so much from my clients.
Really?
It's ridiculous. Yeah, so it really is a partnership. It's,
well, you haven't learned anything from me.
Oh, of course I have.
Who knows? I don't really care. Now, what does life coaching mean to you? Because I think that there are a lot of different styles of life coaches.
There is a lot of style. There mm-hmm. are a lot of styles. You're right about that. And that's a great thing. You know, there are definitely people who have come to my office and I'm very open with them if it's not a fit, if they need somebody who's more career coach and they're looking to revise their resume and I can do that. I can help you, but I'd much rather refer somebody out if it's not my specialty. Mm-hmm. And for me, my specialty is more about life situations,
the balance of everything.
Yeah, but seeing the whole thing. But I life coaching is really about being in the present mm-hmm. and looking at, you know, how you are reacting and responding to the situations in your life and the choices that you make, the thought patterns that you let run amok inside your head.
Yeah.
And then making shifts and creating a future. So it's very unlike counseling, where there's a large focus on what's happened in the past, healing traumas, and things like that. We really don't do a lot. We don't do any of that. We stick with the present and what needs to change, what needs shifting and transformation.
Mm-hmm. So really the past sort of can sometimes creep its way into the conversations, but that is not the main focus.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't tell my clients they can't tell me something that might have happened in the past. It could shed some light, but we don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't stay there.
Okay.
And often it doesn't come up, which is interesting. Mm. Sometimes it does if there's a lot of pain. But oftentimes it doesn't come
up. It doesn't.
Up. We very much stay in the present.
So what do you feel like is your biggest strength as a life coach?
So
to help people focus on the present?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because I could give you a list of strengths right now.
Well, thank you. I think for me, my strength is seeing that big picture and getting people to shift their perspectives out of the problem and into the solution.
Yeah.
And seeing that big picture, you know, how important is this
really
and truly? And how much energy are you giving to this problem?
Yeah.
And how much energy are you giving to the solution?
Yeah.
Let's look at that.
So. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. Because if you're just wallowing. You're
right.
just kind of a wheel on the circle going round and round and round with analyzing the problem in 50,000 ways when, hello, you really need a solution because you got to move forward.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes people don't realize that they're stuck in the complaining mode or the self-pity mode and they don't realize it until they start talking out loud to me. And if I point it out, then they have that accountability to say, okay, so now what's next?
Yeah. I love in one of our sessions, we only have about a minute before we have to go to break, but I love in one of our sessions, I started to give you a long list of, you know, issues or whatever it was. And then I gave you a positive thing. And then I started to go on it with the stuff again. And you said, no, you're done. You're not focusing on this one positive. You're focusing on all of these negatives. And that one positive outweighed everything else.
Yeah, it usually does.
And I was like, oh my, the light bulb went off. I was like, wow, that was really powerful. And I don't want to go into details, but it was a really powerful moment for me. And yeah, I walked out of there that day thinking, okay, I need to get another appointment because I would love to have some more powerful light bulb moments like that. Look, I got a little tear in my eye. All right. Well, you know, I know that I read somewhere, and I think it was on your LinkedIn page, that true power comes only with the understanding that all we require to accomplish our goals already exists within ourselves.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in us. I mean,
I know I've said that a million times, but really, all the answers are in us.
It's in us. We just can't access them because there's so many blankets of self-limiting beliefs and stuff and cultural and societal, you know,
everything.
Belief systems. And but it's there. And we know this because just look at all of the inspiring stories of amazing people. The power of the human spirit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, look at
why can't we be one of those amazing people?
We
don't have to wait for a tragedy, right?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We are with Lori Mackinac, and she's a board certified life coach. And you can find her at choosetobepowerful.com if you want more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, Board Certified Coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary Parenting Confidence Breakthrough where you can discover your three-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charapu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charapucoaching.com today. That's C-H-A-R-E-P-O-O coaching.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, Sunshore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand. And rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lori Mackinac. Am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And she's a board-certified life coach. You can find her information at choosetobepowerful.com. Now, you are a very confident lady, and you had a very successful sales career. Where does your confidence come from, and how can somebody that does not have as much confidence gain confidence?
Where does my confidence come from? I think I feel like I've always had some of that.
Mm-hmm. Your parents,
yeah, and even in childhood, yeah, definitely for
Do
sure
you have
from
siblings?
Them. Yeah, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one sister. So you know, definitely there's an element of that coming back that far. But also, I think one of the things I noticed is that I'm not worried. Like, I don't get nervous about taking risks, even emotionally putting myself out there.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the more I don't take myself too seriously.
It's all about choices.
Of course.
I mean, every time I see you, I know that you're choosing to be calm. You're choosing not to be rattled. You're choosing to just let it wash over you. Like everything, when I look at you, I see that you're making those choices because I learned that from you.
Thank you. I mean, my choice to be, there's choices in every moment.
Yes.
You know, will I let this roll over me?
Yeah.
Or will I let it bounce off?
Yep.
And to me, it's about really being authentic and focusing on the true meaning of how I want my life to be, who I want to be, how I want to show up. You know, that's
I say that all the time now. How do I want to show up in the world?
How do I want to show up?
Because you taught me that, you know? Do you want to show up being bitter or happy or, you know?
Jealous, angry.
Yeah.
And not to say that I don't ever have those emotions. Of course that I do. Of course I do.
Mm-hmm. But you're human, just
of course,
like the rest of us.
Absolutely.
You're just a superwoman.
Well, no, that's not true. And I tell my clients all the time, I'm right here with you.
Yeah, you do that. You say that. Yep.
I'm right here with you.
Yep.
I think one of the things that how I've evolved over the last 10 years as a coach is when I'm in those emotions, so say I'm feeling, you know, some of those real negative emotions like jealousy or anger or you know, whatever, I tend to observe myself in the emotion, which is a really interesting concept.
That's kind of a skill.
It is a skill, and it's so there was an example that I could use the other day, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember washing dishes and feeling this emotion that didn't serve me at all.
What? Because you were the only one cleaning and nobody else was?
No, it wasn't that. I think
that's what I would have been feeling.
I think it was actually something to do with money. I think it was like this fear that came in. I have an old pattern of belief. Who knows where I came from? Who cares? There's never enough. And it's just amazing to me how deep our belief systems really do run. And I remember thinking as I'm washing the dishes, wow, this is so powerful. This is so deep.
Yeah.
These belief systems, like consciously, I know this isn't the truth.
Yes.
I know this isn't the truth. I know better.
Yeah.
But whoa, it's got a hold of me.
Everything you need,
there's always enough.
Yeah.
There's always been enough. But for whatever reason, I can go right back to that fear spot of there's never enough. There's never enough. And it's really fascinating. But I think when you're in that moment, and you can watch yourself going through it. And I think over time of really knowing, you know, that I have a choices over my belief systems, I have choices over how I feel, that right there develops a sense of confidence
as
you move through your life.
Oh, yeah. And really, you know, what you're so passionate about is not giving your power, you know, claiming your standing in your power, claiming your power, not giving it away. And really, to have those thoughts is really giving your power over to the thought.
To the fear. Fear of not enough, or fear of whatever it is, you know, fear of being out of control, fear of failing, fear of being rejected.
Yeah.
There's so many fears that we as human beings deal with.
And if you live a fear-based life, you're not really living, right?
Right.
And you're just living in the past or the future. So that means, so if you're living in fear, you're not living in the present?
Exactly.
Really?
Wow, that was great, Nicole. That was very, very deep. You're absolutely right.
Well, you put two and two together, you know.
You betcha.
So basically, because you can't ever fear anything that's happening currently.
Well, if you're in the present, then you're
you're happy and you're standing in your moment and you're standing in the present.
Well, that's all there is.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're living in the future, what you're doing is living in anticipation.
Oh.
Right? So you don't really know.
Yeah.
And if you're living in the past, well, that already happened.
Yeah.
So what next?
So you still have to prepare. I mean, I had to prepare to come
Absolutely.
Here today. So there's still a level of being prepared and preparing yourself.
It's when it starts to steamroll over you
and control the what if,
and it's hard to function in that.
And then control every of your future thoughts and movements and actions.
Yeah.
Wow. You are one powerful lady. Okay. Now, so why do so many of us do it? why do we live in the fear or the past or the future?
You know, I have to be honest.
We're just human.
Yeah, we're human beings. And that's a question that I don't think really needs an answer. And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
We so often say, why do I do this? What's the matter with me? Why? Mm-hmm. Why did he do that? Why did she? And who knows where some of our belief systems come from? They come from our foundation, which is our childhood. You know, there's so much work out there. Bruce Lipton is one that I think of, Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he talks a lot about a lot of our thought patterns were very much not set in stone, mm-hmm. but developed very, very much by the age of six.
Yeah.
And so here we are, adults walking around with mm-hmm. these old stuff. It's just, you know, this is all we know, and this is what we've always done. And so when we want change, we have to make different choices.
Yeah. So what's the real question we should ask ourselves? If it's not, why do so many of us live in fear or live in the past or live in the future instead of living in the present? I guess the question is, why aren't you living in the present?
Or what the next question is what am I choosing now?
What am I choosing now, right now?
What am I choosing now?
Mm. And is it positive? And is it serving me?
Does it strengthen me? Does it weaken me?
Mm.
And, you know, there's some research out there now that to change a long-standing thought pattern belief system, it takes us a good 6 to 12 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Six to 12 months. So we really need to see it often, which can be really uncomfortable, which is why it can be so difficult to change.
And I guess it just takes us that long to reprogram our minds.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. The neural pathways of our brain. Yeah, absolutely. It takes us some time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a well-traveled path in the woods. You know, it's easy to take that well-traveled path because it's mm-hmm. already laid out for us. If we want to forge a new path, that's going to take us a while. We're going to get slapped in the face with branches, and before it's actually a path.
I love the visual.
Yeah, it's a good metaphor.
So all right, well, we're going to come right back and continue this. I do want to mention that we are also going to air on PAC TV. Not sure the exact date yet, so you can watch on Tuesday nights at 7. And that is Plymouth, Kingston, Duxbury, and Pembroke. And in the meantime, you can check out powerfulwomenrevealed.com. My guest is Lori McEnough. She's a board-certified life coach, and you can find her at choosetobepowerful.com. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption Tuesdays through Sundays at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice, so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net, today.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number 2, twosisters-sla.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Oz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all your catering needs, so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. Mama Mia's will come to you, or you can pick up your order prior to your event. For more information, call any one of their 6 locations or online at mamamias.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lori Mackinaw, and she's a board-certified life coach. You can find her at choosetobepowerful.com. Love the website. Now, we were just talking about how it takes us 6 to 12 months, really, to change those thought patterns and to, you know, gain our power back, stand in our power, live in the present. How do you teach stronger ways of how we think and how we react? Because it's the thinking and then it's the reacting to other people or situations too, right?
Right. Yeah, so it all starts with awareness. So we need to be aware that how we are contributing to our problems. So
how we are contributing.
How we contribute, yeah.
By staying stuck on that thing that we're just going over and over
ruminating
and over
on, you know, what, we can really spin. So I call it the monkey chatter, you know, the constant monkey chatter that goes on in our heads. So to become aware of that, and that's what's great about working with a coach, because oftentimes, you know, somebody isn't even aware that this is a primary thought in their mind on a daily basis until they start talking out loud and I start asking questions. And then they realize, wow, where am I putting all my focus and all of my energy? But I also, you know, the question, who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? What is it that you want to experience? And are your current choices in alignment with what it is you want to experience? And oftentimes it's not.
Yeah. And now I did hear that you're working with many hours a week with the homeless and some women with experiencing domestic violence. Is that still happening? Or
Yes.
And what are you learning from working with these individuals?
One of the things that I've learned, I've been doing this, I'm working with the homeless for a couple of years now, and more recently with women who have experienced domestic violence. And I think the biggest thing I've learned is to release judgment. It's so easy for us to judge, and you know, and I was certainly one of them. And it's amazing to me. I leave and I think, there, by the grace of God go I, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm in awe. I'm so humbled to work with them. It's such a gift and an honor for me. I learned so much from them.
Yeah.
And you know, what I've learned, I think, the most is how alike we all are. You know,
we're all human.
Yeah. And how blessed that I truly am, and the upbringing that I've been able to experience, the parents that I was blessed to have, and you know, the relationships, and when you've got a tough start, man, it's no joke. It's no joke. And you know, just to kind of retrace a step of what I said before, it is truly amazing how deep our patterns run, and it can be difficult to make different choices without support. Sometimes I'm sitting across from somebody, and when I say, I believe in you, you can do this, I so believe in you, I care about you, sometimes it's the first time they've ever heard those words.
Oh my God. So they are so blessed to have you too.
Well, I'm blessed to have them. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to do this work. And I leave every single day that I work with this group of people feeling incredibly grateful and blessed. So,
well, it's a great thing to give back to the community any way you can, especially when you are an expert in a certain field. And what a great way to give back.
Yeah, I always encourage people to make that really choice, because you get so much from it.
Well, and you really are helping so many people.
Yeah,
you are.
Well, it's a giving and a receiving, and I say this to
I'm
them.
I'm gonna cry again. I must be wicked emotional today.
You know, sometimes somebody will say to me, "Wow, you know, thank you, thank you," and I say, "No, thank you, because you give me so much. And mm-hmm. if there's not a giving and a receiving,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
It has to be both.
Yeah, it has to be both. And I with my private clients as well, there's got to be a giving and a receiving
exactly.
for everything that we choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, yeah. Now, what is your greatest observation about people's behaviors? Is it really that we don't live in the present? Or is there other sort of observations you've
Yeah,
made?
That's definitely one of them. You know, I think that there's an epidemic of low self-esteem, low self-worth, you know,
yeah,
worthiness.
The confidence, yeah.
That low confidence piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very hung up on what other people are going to think about us.
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah, the some of the choices that we make that just do not serve us. And we really operate sort of in our own little bubble, and we really forget to
yeah.
expand that perspective so that it's bigger.
And it's not about caring what other people think of us. You still have to have good manners and be kind.
But that's back in, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up in the world?
Ah.
What do I want to experience? If I want to experience people who respect me and great relationships, then I've got to show up in a certain way.
Yeah.
If I have no manners, then people are not going to want to be around me. My relationships
yeah.
are going to suffer.
Yes,
and then
yes.
I will not, you know, there's a receiving there that just it won't happen.
Yeah.
So it really goes to, it's not that we have to because what will society say or what will other people think? It's what is it that you want to experience in your life?
Yeah.
And are your choices in alignment?
Yeah, they need to be in alignment. If you're not in alignment, something's going to go awry.
Yep.
Something, yeah. it's going to come out in some other way.
Right.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Well, we only have about another minute before we have to go to break. So what else do you teach your clients to gain back their power? How else do you, is it really just, you know, I know we're repeating a couple of things here, but you have to repeat it. It
yeah.
takes 6 to 12 months for us to.
This is the truth. This is the truth.
And this is only 45
yeah.
minutes. So,
I over all of the years of coaching, one of the things that I noticed is I would use the same terms over and over and over again.
Yes.
And so I sort of developed these five paths to power that I call them.
I wrote them down. I have
you
them
did?
In my office. Yep.
So I really use those tools. One of them is intention. What do you want to be?
Intention.
How do you want to show up? Yeah. The second one is responsibility. If you know, happiness is your choice. It's up to you.
Yep.
You know, put your bubble on and really make those decisions of what you allow into that personal space and what you put out.
Yep. Okay. So it was intention, responsibility.
The third one is compassion.
Compassion.
You know, we're
yep.
doing the best that we can with the tools that we have. So have compassion for yourself.
Yep.
And so is everybody else. So we're very quick to judge.
Mm-hmm.
We're quick to judge others. We're quick to judge ourselves. The fourth one is forgiveness, you know, and not just big stuff, but the little stuff, you know,
yes.
forgive people for being who they are.
Yeah. For having a bad day.
Yeah. Accept
mm-hmm.
people for who they are and, you know, let stuff go. We carry around too much drama. And the fifth one is gratitude.
Mm.
And really, where are you putting your focus? Is it on the problem or is it on the solution? And is it on what you do have?
Yeah.
And what is good?
Yeah, so. Being grateful and intention is huge. That comes out of my mouth on a daily basis now
yeah.
with my kids. So,
yeah.
all right, well, we've got one more segment. I hope you're going to stay with us. My guest is Lori Mackinac, and she's a board-certified life coach. ChooseToBePowerful.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
Are you tired of playing small in business or in your career? What could you accomplish if you were seen, heard, and given the opportunity? If you want more influence, more impact, and more income, join us at Women's Leadership U. That's the letter U. We are a mastermind program dedicated to preparing women for leadership roles. Learn the skills that employers are looking for and business owners need. Gain the confidence and know how to move your ideas into action. To learn more, visit us at womensleadershipu.com with a capital U.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant. TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Women today invest in their hair on a regular basis, visiting their hairstylist every 6 to 8 weeks faithfully. Are you ready to put the same effort into your personal wardrobe? Are you ready to look your best and have someone help you in an affordable way? I'm Trisha, and I'm a very attainable personal stylist. You don't need to be a celebrity to have a great closet full of fashion and style. My goal is to help you look and, most importantly, feel your very best. Put your trust in me. Visit my website today at itrustintrisha.com.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lori Mackinaw, and she is a board-certified life coach. And I want to ask you, what do you think, or how does or does being more aware change your life, really?
It's complete transformation. When you become more aware of the way you're thinking, the way you're reacting to...
Reacting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way you're reacting to the same old, it provokes you to make changes. You start to see yourself
when
more
you're
clearly.
Aware.
When you become aware of something that you see is not serving you.
Yep. Now you've got knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. So you what happens is you start living in the conscious mm-hmm. versus the unconscious. Because most of our life, most of our everyday is making choices from the unconscious. Because this is what we do. This is what we've always done. You know, I've got to do this. I've got to make dinner. I've got to go to school. I've got to go to work. And we just go. And so the power of awareness is really watching yourself in and amongst your day, and even more important, watching the thoughts that you're having mm-hmm. and how you evaluate, you know, how you're whatever's going on.
Evaluate versus, thought just left my head. I wanted to say evaluate it versus, you know, just go over and analyze.
Yeah, we do a lot of overanalyzing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so evaluating is a good word.
So, yeah, just kind of evaluating how am I choosing to think about this situation? How am I choosing to react to this situation? Mm-hmm. So the power of awareness allows us to be more conscious, and that's the first step to making a shift.
And you are one of the first women that told me something really important about your consciousness. And there's another gal that did as well. Your unconscious thoughts are thoughts you can't put into words. But as soon as you can put it into words, it's not a subconscious thought anymore. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. Yeah, I mean, and it starts to lose its power when you put it into a conscious thought.
Into words.
Yeah,
yes.
And you put it into words, and yeah, so that's an interesting way to, I don't think you got those exact words from me, but.
I think I learned something from you to that degree. All right.
But so, that's great, yeah.
So now how about, I'm going to use this word right now, patience, because mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of it. So, and that's just really a choice.
Yeah.
How do I, if I find myself really frustrated and I'm really impatient,
yeah.
What's a trick I can do?
That's a skill. Patience is a skill, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I think that this is just one of the skills that could be very valuable to be taught in school. And it actually now is, and it's called mindfulness.
Oh.
and in some very lucky school systems, there's an organization that I support that I absolutely love called Calmer Choice. And it's down the Cape currently right now. And they go in and they teach mindfulness techniques to children. And basically what mindfulness is creating a space between the situation that's happening in the moment mm-hmm. and your reaction to that. So something happens, then we have the choice. We can react mm-hmm. the way we've always reacted. Or when we develop the skill of mindfulness, mm-hmm. whether that be, they teach children five finger breaths. That's just one of the many things that they teach. So you'd be taking a breath in at the top of your thumb and letting it out as you move your finger down into the crook of your fingers and then going all the way around each finger and taking a breath in. So you're basically taking five very deep breaths.
Okay, and, I need to do this.
You're using a visual. And it sounds so silly and so simple, but for me, simple is always the most powerful thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we're teaching.
Because when you make it too complicated, no one's going to do it.
It's crazy. Yeah, it gets very complicated. So mindfulness helps us with the skill of patience and really mm-hmm. you know, taking a breath and reminding yourself what is really important in this moment. Where do I want to put my energy?
Okay. Now, how does, or maybe it doesn't, forgiveness give you power? Does forgiveness give you, gain power back? Does it help you?
So forgiveness is something that can be so difficult for people. And I think there's a lot of myths with forgiveness. And we think that, you know, forgiveness is something that we give to somebody else, or it's an act of giving towards others. And for me, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves.
Yeah.
And forgiveness is about letting go and release and not carrying around such a heavy burden. And but even more so, forgiveness in the everyday. We're just so judgmental. We're always taking offense to everything everybody else does, and mm-hmm. we take things very personally. We can be really oversensitive, and we have to remember that we all perceive the world in a different way, mm-hmm. and we need to take that step back and let people be who they are. That does not mean in any way, shape, or form that I condone doormat energy. That is not about
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
But I think we're just so hard on ourselves, and we can be tough on other people.
All right. Well, we only have about a minute left. You know, if you could change anything in the world, what would you change?
You know, I would change. Oh gosh, that's such a hard question. You know, the first thing I think of is there's. And I hate to get political. I guess I would change. I think there's a lot of social programs that I would love to give the people who receive those social programs more of this type of stuff, and letting them know that they're so powerful.
Yeah.
They've got so much in them, and I think we give our power away thinking that, you know, other people need to take care of us, and I don't think that's on purpose that we do that, mm-hmm. but I think there's so much love to give, but we need to also give empowerment to people to teach that.
Yeah, to teach the
so that they understand just how incredibly powerful they are.
Mm. It's a good feeling to help other people and empower other
people.
That's
where the confidence comes from, and the desire and willingness to really make lasting change.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today. Mm. We're out
thank
of time.
Thank you for having me.
And like I said earlier, you'll see Lori on PAC TV. I'm very proud to promote Lori and her business. And I want to thank you for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women along with me. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.